Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
You just have a hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host DJ Snell for good. Don't forget to internet
and the call. Interface complete.
All right, people. So y'all can hear me. We live in Tampa, Florida. And we are doing this thing like we told you we was going to do. You know what I'm saying? I got Miss Tasha Triple H right next to me. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no webcam, so y'all can't see us on the camera and all that. But
I'm here.
Y'all here. And we doing it big, people. I'm trying to finish up the description of the show so everybody knew what the hell went on tonight.
That's right.
And basically, we had a Starbucks on Hillsborough and Central Avenue in Tampa, Florida. Shouts out to the 813. Shouts out to Perth, Australia, people. Yes, because motherfucking Australia's in the building. Dobro noite.
Dobro noite, yeah.
Yeah.
Dobro noite.
Pizza, you see me in person.
Yes, so I can teach you better now.
Yeah, don't think I'm faking. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, he just reads. No,
this is so awesome, doing the show with Smelly face-to-face. It's great. It's awesome. I love it.
People, the Tasha Triple X is in the building, people. That's all I can tell you. When you're down here, don't forget, November 5th through the 9th, I mean, we're going to, you know, hold it down Las Vegas style, have a good time, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. And the sole purpose is fun and networking. So if anybody, you know what I'm saying, want to know why we doing it, you know what I'm saying, that's why, you know what I'm saying? And to meet people like Miss Tasha Triple X, you know what I'm saying, that ain't scared to get out of fucking box, people. Get out your fucking box.
That's right.
Get on a plane or fucking train or bus. I don't give a damn. Put some skates on and go further than your neighborhood.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Yes, I mean, how's your trip so far, Miss Tasha?
Awesome.
Yeah.
My trip has been wonderful. I've seen a lot of different places, a lot of different things. Everything's so different to back home. And it's awesome. I've been meeting awesome people, you know, meeting you, you know, my Smelly, my
host. We're live, people.
If you're in Florida and you're listening, come here. Come to Starbucks.
Come and
join us. For a coffee.
We know this is just a quickie, people, you know what I'm saying? We just want a quickie. But we just want to hold it down, you know what I'm saying? Cause,
is that room open?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's listening. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's going to Vegas. And people that aren't going to Vegas, come to Vegas. Come and see us. It's you know, me and Smelly are going to be there. Goofy's going to be there. Steady, Sweet, Mo, IB, Kane, Kareem. Who else? And a few others, hopefully. Yeah, I already said Sweet. Yeah, you know, come and join us.
We got 100 people. We're going to have 100,000 people going to be there.
100,000.
Spread that
yeah.
rumor.
Yeah.
100,000 people going to be there.
Yeah, man. Come and join us. If I can fucking come all the way from Australia, y'all need to actually make the effort to fucking come. It's in the same country, goddammit.
I'm saying, yeah, people.
Have to, for sure.
See if I can find some spot.
What? My internet's not working again. I've had nothing but bad luck these past 2.5 weeks since I've been in the US. almost 3 weeks. How sad is that, hey? It's fucking going so fast. Yeah, I've had nothing but bad luck with internet connection. So, sorry, people that I actually promised I would email and stuff like that, I can't. And it's not my fault. It's just the internet and my computer. One fucking problem after the other. My bad. Anyway, it's all good. I'm going to put you back to Smelly.
Oh, let's see. All right, people, we're going to go live. If y'all happen to be up at 3 in the motherfucking morning for some reason, you know what I'm saying? We all live on blogtalkradio.com/SmellyBTR. Y'all can call in and holler at us live right now, 347-237-5125. We out here on remote, people, you know what I'm saying, in the hood. Sounds like DJ Party Time, probably at work. Fuck ass ain't not answering the phone.
Yeah. Hi, DJ Party Time.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Yeah. Shout out to Utah, you know what I'm saying, for being, keeping it real. You know what I'm saying, for keeping it raw. Appreciate that. And showing my girl some love, man, because, you know, that's what we need, man. Smoking a clove. Yeah, smoking weed. I'm gonna
light my cigar.
Right there. Oh, my shit.
I'm gonna smoke a cigar, people.
Yeah, there we go. We out here, you know what I'm saying, puffing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing. You know, y'all hear the country Australian being taught, you know what I'm saying, how to talk the lingo, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wicked. I'm sorry, I'm excited over how good it smells.
Oh, yeah? I can't smoke with the motherfuckers.
Oh,
man.
Fucking hell. Do you have a lighter?
Yeah.
I can smell and not have a lighter.
No, cool. I can't smoke and not have a lighter. All y'all smokers out there that call yourself smokers and don't never have a light, what the hell kind of smoker is it?
Well, I'm never smoker.
You're not keeping it raw. No.
Rock.
Yeah, well, I'm a smoker, people. Okay, I'm trying to pull up the bridge, you know what I'm saying, so we can get the bridge up and running. Anybody want to holler at us? Shout out to Angry Black Man Radio. Uh-oh, she's burning herself on the first day, people. Doesn't know how to smoke a cigar, people.
Oh,
shit.
Asheville and Pennsylvania, okay?
Right.
Shut up.
Y'all hear the successful second try of the Stasha AAA.
Sorry, Smelly.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing smell like straight turd.
It's not. Oh, my God, it's fucking nice. Smoking a cigar.
Well, half a campus. I'm really good at cigars, you know. Unless you, something inside that cigar, you know what I'm saying?
Well, this is really yummy.
That's that might have gone. I'm going to roll my, Oh, no, no, thank you. No, thank you. I don't smoke manure.
Yeah.
All right, people, what they doing, they ain't on the two, people, because they won't let us get into the switchboard, you know what I'm saying? Oh, this is some wicked shit, yeah.
Yeah.
We're
just going to have to talk and entertain everybody.
Yeah, people, y'all just getting live entertainment. Straight off the dome. Uh-oh.
Oh, we're back. Uh-oh. We're live. We're good.
Let's see. Uh-oh. Yeah. A late night quickie, people. This is a late night quickie, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Starbucks for providing the free Wi-Fi out here. We out here on the Wi-Fi. Doing a real big.
Nelly was supplying me with this fucking awesome cigar.
Yeah, shout out to, that's White Owl. It's Peach White Owl. You know, hooking.
Nice.
Gotta hook up my out of town people, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Australia, man. You know, we keep it real down here. Tampa Bay style, you know what I'm saying? FLA style. We got like 100 million people. Shout out to the 100 million people on the bridge. So I gotta keep this false rumor and thing up, you know, people keep. Grand Falls rumors, you know, the trip ain't, we ain't on the trip, we ain't gonna do the trip. All this old kind of bullshit.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's all good. But check it out, people. We can, I forgot, we got some jam. Yeah, it's fucking jam, man. Yeah, hold on. Turn on the show page so we can hear ourselves like Back to the Future style. You know what I'm saying? That's how we going to do it. Oh, shit. And this is why I be liking it, too. Did you notice that on Blog Talk Radio?
What's that?
They do the Twitter for you now. It automatically twists your shit.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I haven't been on for ages.
Yeah,
it automatically.
Yeah, as soon as, like, a few minutes before your show starts, see? If you would have did it before, it would have, 259,
that's awesome.
It would have. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm like, man, that's straight. So that, all right, so let me see if we can. That's the old shit.
Oh.
Yeah, it's old. I got to change it. I'm sorry. I need that. Oh, hell no, because I looked at your shit, and you got goddamn, what the fuck show? Advertised. Oh, yeah.
You
what? Yeah. What's his damn name?
That's what I haven't been on there for.
Damn, what's the second show you used to call? Or still call? What's his name?
Shorty Rock.
Yeah, Shorty Rock. The Quiet Q something show. Well, I forgot what the name of the show is. Quiet Storm Show. What'd he do? His show.
Go Fresh Friday.
There you go. Go Fresh Friday. Yeah. Hello, something.
Yeah.
All right, people. We're going to get into a little music since we out here live. And the first song we're going to go ahead and jam is Jutaan, of course. You know what I'm saying? Because in honor of Miss Tasha Triple X down here, you know what I'm saying, holding down for the bass. So, you know, of course, we got to play that. So this is Jutaan. Shout out to the MMA winners from Camden, New Jersey. What the hell is the MMA anyway?
No, UMA, Underground Music Awards.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to the Underground Music Awards. I'm calling y'all MMA like y'all fighters and shit, but my bad. And, yeah, so this is Jutaan, Get At Me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can check them out on, what's the MySpace?
MySpace.com/JUTAUN, Facebook.com/JUTAUN, and the same with Twitter.com/JUTAUN. Check them out, follow them, support them. They are the best. I've seen them last weekend. I met them last weekend. They're even better and nicer face-to-face. They are amazing. I love them. Yeah.
Just talk. We're going to get into it, people. Start right.
Trying to hear a word they have to say.
people, we gotta make a quick call to Mike. We're gonna make a late night prank call, you know what I'm saying, to Mo and shit.
Let's Tavern, where do you need me to drink?
Hello, is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch! Mike Roch! Hey, has anybody seen Mike Roch lately?
That's real, man. Hey, we out here live, people. We trying to pull Teddy J on the line and see what's up with him. And shout out to all the insomniacs out here, man. This is a late night quickie, you know what I'm saying? And we just in here, you know, blessing the airways, man, because we just showing y'all how we keep it real. This is how true hosts supposed to hold it down, you know what I'm saying? And this is what we doing, you know? What's up? What's the good news? All right, people. We don't want y'all to get the Back to the Future double, super, triple feedback, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, this is what we do, y'all, each and every day, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., though, Eastern Standard Time is when y'all can normally catch us. This is just a little something special that we did, you know what I'm saying, since Ms. Thompson Triple X is in the building. And, you know, we can go ahead and this is what we do. This is how real hoes get down. And if you don't like it, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Well, yeah, fuck you, man. I was trying to keep it clean, people, but...
Since when do you keep it clean?
Hey, I'm just saying.
Since when?
I'm just saying.
When?
I'm just saying.
Never.
So tonight, y'all getting a special rendition of the Starship Smelly Prize, the extra live version. I mean, you know, this is live and live. And shout out to Miss Quiet Storm, you know what I'm saying? We're hanging off in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? See you off in there.
Hey, Miss Quiet Storm.
And
we see you listening. We've written you a message. Check your message.
That's right. Hold on. We might be outdated, you know what I'm saying? You know, your browser sometimes, people, you might be lost in the matrix, so you need to always, you don't see no words moving. You might want to refresh a couple of times because, yeah. Oh, no, she just ain't talking to us.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Sleeping.
You know.
Look, just a little sleepy.
Yeah,
there.
You know. Shout out to Miss Quiet Storm, you know what I'm saying, popping up off and hanging out with her, so.
Right.
You know, got to go ahead and, you know, wake her up real quick, y'all. Oh! Yeah. We got to call people. Hold on, let me beam them up. 510, got to beam you up. Oh, yeah. Late night people, let me beam up, y'all. Hold on. Oh, here we go, people, here we go. Oh, okay. Yeah. Transporter beam working. Go 510, you is live. What's happening?
Hey, it's Miss Quiet Storm. What you mean, what am I doing up this late? What are you doing at Starbucks this late?
Hey, we out here partying. We out here live. We out here doing the show.
That's right. At Starbucks.
Well, this is all the place.
What's going on? It's only 12. Well, it ain't even quite 12:30 here.
Oh. Well, it's almost 3:30 here.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, you know, Miss Tasha Triple X is in town. So, I mean, the hotel that she's staying at didn't have the Wi-Fi was fucked up. So.
So we decided to come to Starbucks together.
You know, this is how we improvise.
To do the show.
Mm-hmm. I heard that. At 3:30 in the morning, Starbucks is closed and everybody sleep around here, so y'all good.
Hey,
what's going on? How you doing, Miss Tasha?
Hey, baby girl,
oh.
How are you? I've missed you.
I am doing good. Missed you too.
Aww.
I'm doing good. I'm actually up working. I'm working hard, people.
Aw, really?
I'm working hard, getting ready for next week's show. So... But it's all good. Yeah, I need to make sure y'all listen in. We'd love to have your input.
We're going to be in Vegas.
Oh, that's right. Y'all going to be in Vegas. So, well, let's turn in our archives. I'm sure it'll be some good information.
Oh, oh
nice.
Nothing nice happy going on.
Is it? So what day we need to be tuning in for?
It is next Saturday, but y'all might be asleep.
Gonna be in Vegas.
Yeah, you guys gonna be in Vegas.
Friday. Yeah, well, yeah.
9 o'clock in the morning.
In the morning?
Uh huh.
At what time?
9 o'clock in the morning, Pacific time.
We're gonna be coming in from the club at that time.
Just getting in 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Oh, we can have
breakfast with you, Miss Quiet Storm.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we still have to sit, you know what I'm saying, stick on the show, though. Still have to camp out on the show, you know. Yeah. How you going? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Like I said, just working like, you know, the Jamaican man on his 18th job. I'm doing good.
15 jobs, my fucking child, the bus driver, the I got 18 jobs, man.
I got 18 jobs, man. I'm working job 18 tonight.
Listen back to the archive for Goofy Bone interview with Eric Moore.
I heard it last night. I was on last night. Y'all see, I know how to sneak in the back door.
Well, no, not the last night show, because, you know, last night, it was really screwed up. Everything wasn't in place. He came back and did the time show today.
Oh, okay, I got to listen to that one in the archive then, because, no, I didn't. I was at work this morning, so I didn't get a chance to listen to it this morning. I have to go back and check it out. I definitely will do that.
It was hot. 58 damn questions long, but, you know, I guess that's a good thing. He can do 58 questions, you know what I'm saying?
You know, that's real good, because I would have pleaded the fifth on 57 of them.
He answered all 58 with just last night on the phone, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. I'm going to have to check it out.
You know, yeah, no, you know what I'm saying? So everything was, you know, Eric Moore. And a couple people found out some new stuff that even his own producers that worked with him didn't know he had two kids.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, he's just
bad. But you know, there's some things that you don't need to know.
Yeah, well,
you know?
You know, something they,
if you work that closely with somebody and you don't know they have kids, that's a little much.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's his coworkers though. So.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, yeah.
If you work that closely with somebody and they don't know you have kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but still, yeah. I mean, yeah. Especially women. I mean, you know, men, we don't really. You know what I'm saying? You know, men don't really, hey, girl, you got kids. You know what I'm saying? We ain't, even, first thing, you got kids? How many you got? Oh, okay, well, I can work with you then. So, maybe I have too many. You're taking up my time. You know what I'm saying? So, at least, do that. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, no. I can't speak for.
You gotta ask now is how many babies' daddies and how many babies' mamas, because, man, it ain't how many kids, it's how many babies' mamas and how many babies' daddies you got.
Hey, I'm probably going to extend the show because I'm going to go get a cappuccino and whatever she wants.
All righty, well, you know what? I'm getting ready to go work job 17. I'm trying to get as much done as I can tonight so I can sleep in the morning for a change. You know, I still got you guys listening tomorrow. We are not tomorrow, Sunday, Whisper Out Loud. We got a topic on. We talk about misogyny. Call in. Look what you think about it.
What's the topic on?
Misogyny. Interracial marriages. Interracial relationship.
Oh.
So, that should be very interesting. because there are still people who will not marry interracial couples in 2009.
Yeah, well, I mean, that still comes down to when I was on this other somebody show, and they had this representative from dudes that want to be running for California, and they call themselves tightening down on illegal immigrants coming to the country. Hispanics don't want to be called illegal aliens. You know, they want to be called whatever the hell. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, you know, they need to, before they come here, they need to, they even went as far as saying they need to change their name. I said, whoa, because that's the same shit as slavery. This is, you know, America ain't even gotten this out of they mouth yet. Probably enough that, you know, it's associated with a racist term to be moving on to talk about the Mexicans and everybody else that's coming here trying to, you know what I'm saying, make a life for themselves.
Well, you know what? If we quit welcoming them with open arms and take care of our own first.
Right. Well,
that's first things first. My heart goes out to people who are going through overseas and in other countries and stuff. But you know what? We face a lot of that same stuff here when you look at the numbers for homelessness, how many children are going without. You know, I mean, let's be real about it. You know,
all you gotta do
is go to LA and hit Skid Row.
Really? You know what killed me today? They doing the 3-day marathon walk for breast cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
For all the participants, and they got like 300 tents set up throughout the park. You know what I'm saying? For when they come and walk, you know what I'm saying? Well, when they come, I guess they're going to rest overnight and then continue walking.
Uh-huh.
If y'all can just pop 300 tents up out of nowhere, why the hell y'all can't do it for all these homeless people that you see, you know, laying here on the damn courthouse step?
Have you seen that movie, The Soloist, with Jamie Foxx and Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
That movie, I mean, now that is real stuff. I grew up in Southern California. We used to go shopping downtown L.A. all the time. And I'm telling you, I have seen people on the street who have literally died. And I have seen people, we have walked, and I would tell my, you know, we'd be walking down the street, Mama, that man is dead. And the first couple of times it happened, she didn't believe me. But it turns out, you know, people are dying on the streets, literally. You know, people just walk past them because they think they're asleep.
Yeah, yeah, and there's so many people, you know what I'm saying, they just get lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But
that's everyday life, boy. That's why you got to just, you know, take time, appreciate everything around you. You know, that's why I appreciate Triple X.
That's right.
Give her a hug, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's how you show love. I bought her some flowers, Miss Quietstone.
Yeah, he did. Okay, hold on. I'm really happy about that.
I have
not gotten mine yet. You have a chance to redeem yourself.
All right.
14 days is my birthday.
14 days.
14 days is my birthday.
Yeah, 14 days. What that is? November 11th?
November 14th.
That ain't 14 days?
It is 14 days from that.
Tomorrow the 31st.
And my birthday's on the 14th.
No, I'm stuck. Wait a minute. I'm already into tomorrow. My bad. Yeah, you're right.
I am too. So 14 days from today.
Yeah. On the 14th. Okay. All right. November 14th. So we having an old party on here, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to
be down in Southern Cal. I was supposed to go to Texas, but I got some business to take care of in Southern Cal, so I'll be hanging out with my family.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? What, they got some plans for you?
Huh?
They got some plans for you?
I don't know what we're going to do, because originally I was going to go to Texas. But when these things came up and I had to go down to Southern Cal, I canceled my trip to Texas, so I don't know what we're going to do.
Was it raining in Southern California?
It might be by the time I get down there.
Oh.
Actually, it was recently. I don't know. Tony lied when they said it never rains in California.
Oh, hey, you sound like the game. Now, hold on. Sounded like the game.
It was a lot because it just rained here last week.
Hey, they were trying to make a sweet-sounding song, people. All right?
It sounded sweet, but it was a lot.
It's like... So, it never snows in any part of man. It does. You just got to go to the tip of Florida.
Like I tell people about California, there's fat people in California, and everybody don't live on the beach, and there are some people you don't want to see in a bikini, okay? Tell people quit watching Baywatch.
And it's just as much racism here in Tampa.
Oh, God. We won't even talk about that.
Dang. So, I mean, yeah, every place got these ups and downs, man.
Mm-hmm.
On here?
Yeah. Y'all want Schwarzenegger? I'll give it to you gladly.
At this moment, this is president. You know what I'm saying? This is a president setting right here. You got Australia and a brother from everywhere. I guess that's what you can call me, so... You know, we sit here networking at the goddamn Starbucks at a motherfucking Magic Johnson. Shouts out to motherfucking Magic Johnson, too, before you got there.
Boy, I love him. He doing it big, and I got mad respect for him.
Yeah, Starbucks is owned by motherfucking Magic Johnson.
Get out, really?
Fucking right, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of them out here that's owned by Magic Johnson. Matter of fact, he got 24-hour fitness gyms with his name on it, all that stuff. I'm like, hey, I ain't mad at you.
No, I ain't know all that now. I ain't know you were going to gym.
He's doing 24-hour fitness, too.
Yeah.
He got a couple of movie theaters, a bunch of stuff.
So, see, I mean, that's inspiration, though. You know what I'm saying?
It is. That is, because, you know, it's like, hey, anybody can do big things if they, you know, do it right.
Uh-huh.
I ain't mad at him. And I like to pick his brain.
Yeah. Know that. Got to do that. Got to do that.
I would love to pick his brain.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I want to know why the fuck you let all them guys, or even thought about pulling a damn Fidel Castro and letting all the motherfuckers out of prison to save a fucking budget. What kind of dumb shit is that? Nobody won't talk about
they cutting. They're going right back. What pisses me off is he constantly cutting the school budget, like the school ain't in enough and bad enough as it is.
Right.
You know? I'm like, okay. You know? Then he made a statement that he need to change the law. Talking about he want to run for president, they need to change the law that you have to be a American-born citizen to run for president.
I honestly feel comfortable about that dude, you know what I'm saying, you know, in the position that he's in, and he's over your child's health care, welfare, school, everything. You know what I'm saying?
That's
me,
and it's all going hell in
a handbasket. He's a German, though. Not, you feel me? Not an Australian. Not a New Zealander. You know what I'm saying? Not an Austrian. He's from where we went straight up to war with. That's like putting a Chinese person, you know what I'm saying, as the governor or the president. We done been to war with you. That just don't calculate. That don't add up right. You've been an enemy. There's no way you can come from an enemy You know what I'm saying? And being and he has plenty of pictures with I'm saying the SWAT stickers and all this kind of shit.
You know, but up in California, they welcomed him with open arms. I'm like, oh Lord, we in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We are in trouble. I mean, and it's just been, man. I mean, I'm like, man, if I had a child in school in California,
it'll be
crazy.
Be homeschooling.
Shoot, a private school, one of the two. That's what I did with my son for 9 years.
Oh, private school?
Yep. 9 years. He just got married. I said, baby, when you have your kids, don't move back to California. Take them somewhere where they can get a decent education.
Because,
you know, I'd be the mad grandmother in the newspaper. Yeah, my grandbabies, I would.
Know that. You say he just had a baby, though?
No, they haven't had any kids yet.
I ain't trying to wish nothing on them, not in this world, I'm sorry.
You know?
In this world, I'm sorry, I just...
want them, so I'm like, you know?
It ain't, you know, children ain't the beautiful thing that they used to be, you know what I'm saying? The beautiful gifts of life that we blessed with. Now, them motherfuckers, you can't... Bonds, money, possessions, you know what I'm saying? Everything monetary, they ain't nothing else. It's all about monetary value.
I see them now, some of them, and I call them birth control. I'm like, that is such good birth control. Because me and some of these kids, they would make you not even want to have sex. Just the thought of getting pregnant would be like, no, I'm good. Never mind.
I'm good, yeah. I'm always.
You know? I mean, they have no respect for themselves. They don't respect anybody else.
Yeah. Know how that is.
Right. Right.
You don't find
it. I know.
Sick.
Okay. So, but I'm going to go ahead and work on job 17 now.
Hey, Miss Quiet Storm, you know, you keep it loud, girl. You know what I'm saying?
I will.
Come
on.
You're welcome.
Live on. Night quickie beaming up to the stars of the smelly prize, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, look, I have to ask the question. Where did DJ Smell So Good go?
What do you mean?
I understand, but, you know, we got smelly prize now. What happened to DJ Smell So Good? Tell him I said, hey.
I am Captain Smelly. I had to trade saying I pawned the switchboard and sold it. And I upgraded for the control room. But then I had to, in the control room, I had to just sell everything, and then that's why I sold the chat room and turned into a bridge. So then once I did that, I just had to sell the whole show and then upgrade to a starship. So now we're on the starship. And we in outer space now.
Okay, so what's your theme song?
Oh, you want to hear my theme song?
I thought you heard my
theme song. Okay, people, we finna get y'all the official Star Trek Smelly intro, people, live right here on Starship Smelly Prize.
Computer off.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Smelly
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is
Interface complete.
I can't dance to that.
What kind of dance is that?
Oh, now.
Hey, what are you supposed to be
dancing? Oh, now.
Intro.
I can't dance to that.
To dance to, smelly.
Oh, you said something to dance to.
I said theme song, not intro.
That is a...
I can't dance to that.
A theme song.
Somebody to dance.
A theme song.
Oh, this is my theme.
You know. Yo. This is
DJ.
Party time. Party
time. Are you
done? You're a DJ.
All right. Okay, so Smelly's actually just stepped away for a minute. He's gone to get some coffee and some drinks. Let me unmute Miss Quiet Storm. All right, Miss Quiet Storm, you're unmuted. That was the song that he wanted you to dance to. Could you dance to that?
I will look. I'll put on my own song. I'll go to the real star child.
Okay.
On the mothership connection. Man telling me I need some funk. I need some old school funk.
Some old school?
Old school funk.
Switchboard, so let me.
Parliament, Earth, Wind, and Fire. All them good old folks.
I think he's got all that.
Ohio players.
I don't think he's got all that.
That was that stuff that really made you shake your rump, you know.
Right. Absolutely. I'm going through his switchboard, and I don't think there's anything like that. I'm sorry, I can't.
Tell him I said he's fired.
He's fired. I see Billy Ocean, old school.
I can't dance to that either.
Yeah,
Billy Ocean.
I'm just. Everything.
Billy Ocean. You know what? He really need to be fired. Which one is the Billy Ocean song he got on there?
Indie artist on here, honey. That's what it is. But Billy Ocean, I don't know.
But you gotta go old school every now and then. Every now and then.
I don't know what you mean. Yeah. Oh.
To make you say, I remember when. You know, stuff that'll make folks remember their first boyfriend, first girlfriend, or the night they got pregnant.
Oh, yeah. First.
Yeah.
I hear you. All
right, Miss T, I'm going to go ahead while I still got a good hour to work in me.
Okay.
Get some stuff done before the meds kick in.
Okay, no problem.
All righty. Well, good talking to you. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Don't be a stranger.
You know, it's really bad. Like, I've been in the States for, 3 weeks coming up tomorrow, and I have, the first week, I had my computer, but I didn't actually... the actual plug that I was supposed to plug in, because Australian plugs are different to the US plugs. Once I got the plug, no internet connection. So I just haven't been having any luck with internet while I've been out here. So that's why I haven't really been on. And I don't know all the call-in numbers, you know, so I can't really be on all the time. And plus I'm on vacation, so I guess I can use that as an excuse. But, you know, me and Smelly had to do a show, seeing as though we are together in Tampa, Florida, so.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, enjoy yourself. How much longer are you going to be here?
I'm actually going to be in Tampa till Sunday. I got here today. I only came for a football game, actually. That's why I came out here. There was a football game on tonight. South Tampa versus West Virginia. And then I go back to West Virginia with my best friend and his girlfriend. And then I go to Vegas on Thursday. So
Okay. Well, enjoy yourself. Have a great time.
Yeah, I sure will.
And definitely.
Okay.
All right, does Melly, I said he's fired.
Okay. I sure would. He comes
the
back.
Time you tell him he can't be Smelly Prize without no old school funk, he's fired.
I sure will.
All right.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. All right, so that was Miss Quiet Storm. She's at the building. And Smelly's coming back in his black van. He's got a really, really big black van.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
And some chick just came and sat down next to me. What's your name?
My name is Teresa
Sunshine. Teresa Sunshine?
Sunshine.
Okay. So, yeah, she just came and sat down next to me.
Sorry if I would have known you.
And thanks, Smelly. Smelly just bought me a drink. What's this? Okay.
My name is Sunshine.
Yes, we are live on Blog Talk Radio. This is our show. He's the host. I'm the co-host.
Okay, and well, I'm Tree.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Tree. Nice to meet everyone out there.
Yeah, we are live from Tampa, Florida, everybody, outside Starbucks on the corner of Hillsborough Avenue and
Central.
Yeah, that's where we are. I can't even believe I'm actually here. It's crazy, but it's awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
It sure is. And Smelly's just got me a really yummy drink. I have no idea what it is, but it looks yummy.
I have no idea what it is either, but I'm interested in it.
Yeah, and he's got some kind of food or something.
Yeah, he does have some kind of food, and it looks very delicious.
Sure does. Where are you from?
I am from fucking Tampa, Florida.
You're from Tampa. You live here?
But I was born in Ireland, yes, ma'am.
Born in Ireland?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice, okay.
I was born in Ireland, and I was grew up in Tampa, Florida. I was raised in Giffington, River Billing, Ruskin, south of Polk County. But I was, raised, Tampa, basically, the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
But I was actually born and raised, born physically in Ireland.
Okay.
My mother had me in Ireland. I'm just waiting for some friends of mine to show up. If they don't show up, I'm sitting here chilling. That's why I locked up out of my car, because I don't know if they're going to show up or not. So I'm just waiting to see if they show up.
Fair enough. So we're waiting for Sunshine's friends to show up. And I'm waiting for Smelly to come back out of the car. I think in the meantime, I might play a song. I don't know what I'm going to play, but I will find something.
I don't know if you like hip hop, but you might play one of that Becky songs.
The Becky song? Do you have the Becky song? Smelly, do you have the Becky song?
That's a new song, isn't it?
Yeah, Smelly doesn't have the Becky song, so I can't play that for Sunshine, unfortunately.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to pick a song. Okay. All right. You
really
send me
do.
That.
I know the
Becky song. Yeah, I'm going to play some Goofy Bone.
You play whatever you want. I like it, okay?
I think I might, because Goofy is another host on Blog Talk Radio, and he is amazing. He's beautiful in every way possible, and I love him, so... I'm going to play one of his songs, I think. All right, here we go. I'm
going to
play my favorite song. I have no idea what Smelly's doing over there. This girl just randomly came and sat next to me. Now she's gone to Smelly in his car. How random is that? Anyway, this is Goofy Bone and Bruce. It doesn't actually say the song. I'm just assuming it's my song. Let me see if it is. I'm just going to play it anyway.
Get it, man. Live how you live. Only thing on your mind to be handling is going down. They be boning bros, bros, making everything high. When we performing at a show, they do not want us to stop. Cause we push it hard, never stop, giving our all. We gon' keep this shit cracking till the wheels fall off. Cause we boning and we coming and we ain't gon' stop. If you get up in the way, then you will get popped. Put it down for the town that you claim and hope it. Stand on stage, be my star, I'ma keep it burning. East side of the state, man, home of the tank. If you try to get fucked, yes, you will get sprayed. These dudes around here, man, they don't play. They don't follow any rules, they do shit their way. Straight low records, man, we push it to the limit. We gon' keep on hustling till our money's to the ceiling. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100.
On the blunt and counting my bills, tripping on my life, man, this shit is real. I got hoes, I got dollars, I got every drug you need. I even seen things that you'll never want to see. Handling my business and you know it's a must. Trying to get in my way, you'll see the bottom of my truck. Don't even try to disrespect. Straight up records in the house and you know we breaking neck. We taking over the scene when we hit the building. The ladies all jocking and I got the feeling. What I do best when you're a boss in your city, you can't settle for less. Handling your business and putting some work. And if a fool got problems, you better leave them in some dirt.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your stash, stack them dollars.
Oh, okay. All right, check it out, people. We live right here at the Starbucks. I want to send a shout-out to on a late-night quickie tip. This is Miss Sunshine. We got Miss Sunshine in the building. And down. Uh-oh. In two churches, I don't know what that means. We got to plug up, people. We're going down like the real starship. And big ups to D-Money. You know what I'm saying? D-Money 008. You know what I'm saying? Coming on the bridge up to your homies. Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Showing the show some love.
Hey,
D-Money. Don't talk too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we out here at the Starbucks. Y'all already know Smelly Style. You know what I'm saying? Doing this thing. Yeah, Smelly Style. I was doing the same when you were smoking that goddamn cigar, so.
No, that's okay.
Oh, okay. That's how I was feeling. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's okay. And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, Miss Sunshine, you know, since you're live on the show, meeting Miss Tasha Triple X, you know what I'm saying? Did you pick up on off top that she was from Australia or from another place?
I did pick up that she was from Australia, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. And have you met anybody from Australia before?
Not lately. Not in the last couple months, no.
But you have before? You know from Australia?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. From what part?
They said they were from Sydney.
Oh, Sydney? Mm-hmm. How far is that from Perth?
About 4-hour flight.
4 hours?
2 days in a car.
2 days in a car, she says. I like her accent, man. I love it.
Oh, yeah, that's
She sounds just like my friend from Australia.
Okay. That's that Paul Hogan. That's Paul Hogan. You know what I'm saying?
We drink up with that.
That's Crocodile Dundee.
Exactly. Jack Corwin, man. Jack Corwin, okay?
There you go.
Crocodile
Hunter.
I'm going to get a croc.
No, we go under the water.
I'm going to stick my head in the croc's mouth.
Under the water. Okay, under the water. That is the lamest action. I'm just looking at her head, right?
Oh, hey,
but
listen.
We go under the sea.
No,
I better not say it.
What?
No, I was just gonna, like, talk like I was an Australian.
Oh, do you accent?
Oh, no, go ahead, try. We go under the sea. Well, now I'll go to Australian, you know, Sydney under the sea. See, I can't do it.
No, you so can't. Sorry.
I'm stuck. No, I'm Floridian. I can't do it. I get in trouble all my life too much.
Oh, D Money, well, I guess want to talk to y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's what that was. Yeah, people, if y'all want to talk live, we still on this thing for another 33 minutes. 347-237-5125. And, yeah.
Pull in, show some love. How about you tell them what we did when we first met?
Hey, we show some love. y'all see the video. Y'all going to see the video. Don't worry. Check out Facebook, MySpace. Well, no, Facebook don't do video, do they?
Yeah, they do.
They do?
I got video.
Why I couldn't find it? They only found
the
picture.
On the main page, underneath pictures, it says videos that I'm tagged in.
Oh, okay.
So do I look exactly the same?
Exactly like the pictures, people. Big pink lips. Big pink soft lips. And I ain't... You know, y'all use your imagination.
Hey, if I had some friends coming from the ghetto,
ow.
What direction would they be coming from?
Shit, both.
Both, you say, huh? Goddamn. Okay, wait a minute.
The project right there, the project behind you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. So I look just like my pictures. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
So do you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know me. I'm going to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Except for when I'm on Tiny Chat. And I put my, my muscle-bound body on, you know what I'm saying, because that's how I roll. What's up, Papa? How you doing, brother?
Hey,
all right.
Hey.
Chilling like Billy, man. We live on the radio before you step up now.
Hey, we understand, man.
All right, we live on the radio. Okay.
Smiley. Hello.
I'm DJ. DJ Smells So Good, and this is my international co-host from Australia.
He's got a nice,
triple
S. I mean a nice.
He's always from Australia, you know what I'm saying?
What part of Australia, man?
I'm from the West Coast,
sir. Oh. It's outside of Sydney.
I've been up north.
Like
I did a vacation up there.
In
my
squad
did out there.
In Perth?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
We were looking out the great dark doors. We served all over the world looking on vacation time. Me and my five-man squad.
Okay.
That's
nice.
As you can see, I'm in my uniform.
That's good. Did you have a good time?
Oh, it was... I think I had to believe what I'd seen to actually not believe people told me more about
hey,
it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
You know that. That's the main captain right there, little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Oh, hey, good seeing you, brother.
All right.
That's real.
Peace.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, man, this is late night. We out here late night in Starbucks. Man, they don't get no realer than this. I mean, has it got any realer than this, Miss Tasha? I mean, you met some of our Florida's finest.
Yes.
That is a true representation right there of Florida.
Yes.
But that's, I got to say the other side. That's the other side. We ain't got the drunk black winos to come up to us yet. Ask us to wash cars. And, man, let me hit them tires for you for $2, man.
Wow.
I ain't got no rim. Hell, you going to wash them dirty tires that's going to look dirty even after you finish washing them. But, you know. Miss Tasha, what's the experience been like so far? I mean, we don't got people coming out of left and right field. I mean.
What, here?
Yeah, right here at Starbucks.
Right now?
Right here at the Starbucks.
Awesome.
At 4 in the fucking morning, people. We at the fucking Starbucks.
Sure
4
are.
In the goddamn morning.
We sure are.
Wondering what the fuck y'all doing though.
Yes.
You know what
I'm
saying? That's what we doing. We wondering what the fuck y'all doing though. So,
that's right.
Don't worry about us. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my experience so far has been lovely. It's been wonderful.
Shit was stuck. BTR. Looking crazy at it.
Yeah,
it's been
33 minutes of the bus.
For the fact, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, this time is like.
I don't know how long we've got, but we will definitely see once it refreshes, but it's not refreshing. I don't know how long we've got, people. I'm going to find out very, very soon.
Yeah, I believe so. Oh, wait, let me check though.
Oh, it's ready to hang. Fuck.
No, it ain't. It ain't playing. It's right here.
No, it was playing. Look, if you go back. See? Can you pause it for me?
No. That's what I'm saying. It's playing here, but I got it uploaded here in the media player.
Uh-huh.
So when you want to listen to it,
that's cool.
You know what I'm saying? We can. Hey, what we're talking about, people, is the Miss Computer Lady interview with Jutar. You know what I'm saying?
That I missed. I cried after I realized I missed it.
Oh.
So sad.
Yeah.
I was in Atlanta at the time, getting ready to leave.
Yeah, I you know, normally I have something for that, people, you know. But, now on the switch is not loaded up. They fucking killing it.
Suck
shit. Killing it, people. It's all good. Yeah, so shout out to the whatever the fuck this is. This ain't even. I guess it's supposed to be free Wi-Fi, but we out here with, this is like Li-Fi, you know what I'm saying? we get half our connection and shit, but we out here live, people. Doing it real. Yeah, but you know, I'm using a little something else. I got a little something called Wi-Fi Radar, and a little program, you know what I'm saying, out there, people, that picks up, it finds little Wi-Fi hotspots, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all can download that, you know, Wi-Fi Radar. Easy Wi-Fi Radar. That's what it's called, Easy Wi-Fi Radar.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Man, I'm blocking people in. Just myself, people. And I think we're outlasting the company. We're going to be the last one standing. The Starbucks be done opened up for regular business and shit. We after hours people where the drive-thru is the only thing that's open right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and we live. And I'm goofy boning.
You're goofy boning.
I'm goofy boning outside Starbucks, people, you know what I'm saying?
He sure is.
Yeah, we goofy boning style, you know what I'm saying, Cali style. Shout out to all my people out there in San Jose, California, man. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all checking this out on the archives or whatever. Appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? And
shout out to everybody that's listening to the archives. Appreciate it.
That's real. We got to do that. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you, you know, because without y'all checking us out on the flip end, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, nobody wouldn't know about us. Appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. Because we know if we did shows this time of night, hell, they'd be off the chain. But we do them 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time because, I don't know, it's just a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good time. But, yeah. And don't forget, Miss Tasha Triple X, the shows will be back in full swing coming soon.
Yes, coming soon.
Coming soon.
I just don't know when, but it will. I
don't know. Once I have some luck with this fucking computer, I have no luck with this computer or Wi-Fi. See, I have my computer here with me, but the Wi-Fi won't fucking work. For some reason, it lets Smelly do it, but not me. I don't know why. That's the kind of shit I've been dealing with. I'm going to go live from Vegas, I've decided. I'm going to go live on my show from Vegas.
Well, yeah. Well, see, this is what I figured out when we were in Vegas, too. Now, I'm going to have my laptop, Goofy. I believe he has a laptop. Okay, so...
I'm going to have mine. Hopefully, it might work.
We have like 3 or 4 laptops, so, I mean, we all fit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's going to be so crazy. Oh, man, y'all going to miss... Yeah, y'all ain't going to miss it because it's going to be the biggest show on Earth. And, you know what I'm saying? Just look. And them bitches are going to be featured because I'm going to make every single show featured. Every single day for that whole weekend is going to be a featured fucking show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So one of them motherfuckers is going to goddamn get featured. You know, our BTR be doing you and shit. So, you know. But we're going to get it featured. And, you know, so everybody can come back and really check out this momentous moment, people. You know what I'm saying? Because this is history. On cell phones, all that. Hey, people, we back. Sorry about that for that temporary drop off. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Blue Smoker died on us a little bit. So you back
the
in
internet,
the building?
The internet died on us. The phones died on us.
Oh yeah,
they just, got no phones, no internet, no nothing.
We just out here, people. We just out here floating, people. You know what I'm saying? Literally, we just be out here floating. We try something though. Might be the dog's day damn radar and shit. Let's see, I'm gonna close my browsers out.
Looks like we got about another 10 minutes.
Yeah, people, we got like 10 minutes of the show. In fact, we're gonna play something else. Fuck it. Let's listen.
Well, I'm gonna have to. All
right, we listening in live, y'all, to Miss Computer Lady.
Long time coming.
An interview with Utah.
That I missed out on.
To those of you listening right now, good morning, some of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, where you are.
Uh-huh. And for those of you, you got a computer love band in the background. You have been computer lady.
This interview, I wish you the best of sleep, and all this is over. You are listening to www.blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. I am your host, Miss Computer Lady. Thank you very much for joining us. Also, I'd like to welcome my WDKKRadio.com family. Good evening. You all are in for a
WDKK. WDKK Radio, I'm coming for y'all.
The underground.
Give me a spot on that. I need to hook a brother up.
R&B group category, good time. Let's see, who are we talking about here?
Good time.
We are talking about Jamie, talking about Jake, talking about Peter, and we're talking also about Ramon.
Ramon.
Ramon. As you know, they are in the midst of their...
Well, people, listen. 4:30 in the morning, damn. About to sign off out this motherfucker in the midst. Tomorrow is going to be a big day after Halloween.
At the camp already.
You know, everybody out there who celebrate that shit. If you don't, you know.
There are those of you who probably...
Celebrate your own shit. Parties because it's a free day off.
Haven't seen them yet.
A lot of people going to be out doing... crazy.
But I'm looking forward to seeing.
Be careful. Definitely be careful. Definitely here in Florida and Tampa, they got DUI checkpoints set up all over the city.
On where they will be. Let's see. October 30th.
Okay.
They'll be in Grambling, Louisiana. Grambling State University. They're probably on sale. With a license, you'll have to go to the designated office.
But shout out to everybody that tuned in.
Not
Apple
or AOL, whatever
it is. In the flesh. So, we're going to remember this for, not ever. You have to take the pull off that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We're remember this for Elva. That was just Elva. You know what I'm saying? Well, shout out to Elva, though. Forgot Elva. Elva.
And
yeah, shout out to Elva. Lena G.
Prairie,
Texas. Damn, Prairie, A&M. That
why don't we, while we are here?
Oh, yeah, the other Lena. Yeah, the other Lena. I'm bad. Yeah, shout out to the other Lena.
WDKKRadio.com.
John New DJ Part of Time. Punk ass who didn't answer the fucking phone.
Yeah, who we gonna call back in a minute?
Fucking right. We can call you at 4:30 in the goddamn morning, man. See the fuck you at. And
WDKKRadio.com.
Shout out to City J. Hello. Who finally popped in, but didn't come back to. You know what I'm saying?
Live radio show.
And if anyone's actually on the line right now, sorry, but we can't get to you because that internet's fucked.
It's pretty jacked up. Shout out to Starbucks for providing us with the internet connection earlier, though. To get this thing started, you know what I'm saying? And we did it. We was able to get at least a good hour and a half of the show in. And we all live, so, you know.
I can't feel like I want.
Listen to Miss Computer Lady, y'all. We're gonna finish it out with Miss Computer Lady. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, man. From Tampa, Florida, 813 all the way up to Perth, Australia.
Thank you all.
What's the country code? 061?
61.
Okay, yeah.
61.
Shout out to 61.
Love you.
This is crazy. So this is missing this shit. What?
I miss you guys.
Where is? You got something. No, I was writing shit down. You just said 6-1. Motherfucker, because that's it. It's called a country code, goddammit. If y'all get the fuck out the country, y'all will understand different country codes. So, uh-oh. We got some activity popping? We're going to be in it? I guess not.
Jake and Jake. Members of the time.
No, people. We're not going to be able to
of your
try again.
2009 college tour. How's that going so far?
Last 4 minutes, people. They're not going to let them. All right. But we're out of here, people. We're going to listen to this motherfucking Jutan interview. Make sure y'all check it out on www.blogtalkradio.com/MissComputerLady.
Okay, great.
And you can also check it out on www.blogtalkradio.com/MissNatasha XXX. I don't know why I've been putting a nun there lately.
That's okay.
That's me, yeah. You know, that's me. That's Smelly, damn it. Smelly can do that. Me. So, thank all y'all, man, for, tuning in to the show. Thank everybody in the archives and you know, just love. That's what this is. Just much love here, man. And
we
got her big gar. We're going to sit here and smoke on out.
A little bit more and then I'm out.
Yeah, for real. All right, much love. And y'all check out, man. We might even squeeze another show in tomorrow on y'all. You know what I'm saying?
If we can. And, we'll be live in Vegas.
Hey, holding it down Vegas style, people. November 5th through the 9th. You already know. Shout out to motherfucking Goofy Bone, Teddy J, I.B. the Wise One, Miss Quiet Storm, Miss Mouse, the whole Trilateral motherfucking commission. You know what I'm saying? Of course, myself, DJ motherfucking Smells So Good. And Miss Tasha triple motherfucking ass. Oh, yeah, y'all hear the recycling men coming in, people, because we live from the Starbucks. And thank you, Starbucks, You know what I'm saying? For providing us with the temporary access, man. Go ahead and do the impossible. We made this motherfucker possible. Huh? Peace out, bitch.
Bye.
Great.
Okay.